One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Do you want a towel? Do you have a preference? What kind of towel?
No.
Just a clean one?
Yeah.
All right, then. This is what dads do for their sons.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Enjoy your towel. All right, I'm going outside to meet Kim so we can start our episode of Skim today. I'm already started. Because I thought it'd be funny to record getting a towel for Nick.
Oh my gosh.
He doesn't even know I did it.
Poor Nick, how embarrassing.
He'll be fine. I'm not putting it on here this time because it made a lot of weird noises. What's the mic doing? What's it doing?
Is it wind?
Might just be too loud. I turn it down some. How do I do that? I think it's not. I guess you can hear it. You know what? Hold on, I can edit this later. All right, we're back. Oh, that's great.
Nice timing.
We're here. We're recording. It's what's today? I don't even know.
It's,
you know what the date is?
19th.
19th of really?
August.
What? Jeez, Mr. Carr.
It was a truck, and they like to rev.
When's the last time we did this? About 2 weeks ago.
2 or 3 weeks ago.
That's not cool.
You skipped 2 different weeks. I don't know why.
Do I blame you?
No.
You're all quiet like you get. You have to be louder. As soon as I turn the mic on, Kim gets quiet. I don't know why. It's not a bad thing. It's just a thing you do.
I'm going to stay quiet till you stop being a turd.
I'm not being a turd.
You
I'm
are
just
being
telling
a turd.
You. No, I'm just saying your volume's not very good.
Are you... That should take that personally.
Why?
Your volume's not very good.
When you talk, when no mics are running.
Your volume's not very good, you're talking about my voice.
Yeah, your voice is not very loud. It's not that your voice
isn't
good.
It's not very good.
No, it's just when I hit record, you get quiet. No matter.
I'm going to stay quiet if you're not going to stop being a turd.
All right, I'll stop. Be as quiet as you want to be. All right, should we, I have emails.
This has been a complaint of yours for years.
I know. It has been. You get kind of quiet on mic.
Stop.
Or in a crowd.
You might want to stop.
Yeah, I'm just. It's not an. Ow. It's not a.
It's not a. It's
I'm not,
not
trying
a bad
to insult
thing.
Anything. I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Oh my gosh.
Everyone's compensating today.
Overcompensating. I'd like to read you this email that we got here
okay.
on Skim. This is an irrigation controller recommendation.
Okay.
Remember our thing with the
That's right.
The sprinkler
I forgot
deal?
About that.
Hi there, Scott and Kim. When you replaced your thermostat with an Ecobee, you mentioned the next household item to get the smart home upgrade was going to be your irrigation controller. If you have not already replaced it, we haven't.
We haven't.
May I suggest the Rain Machine Pro 8. It is available on Amazon, Alexa compatible, no monthly fee, and has all the balls, sorry, bells and whistles you need.
All the balls and whistles.
Small text. I have had mine for a couple of years, and I cannot imagine trying to keep my lawn green without it. The coolest feature, in my opinion, is the cycle and soak, where it runs the program several times in short time periods, letting each zone soak between cycles to avoid runoff.
Like a quick 5 minute come back
and
around.
Soaks it
five
in,
minutes.
Does it again.
That's smart.
It's like more of a pulse
Which
treatment.
We do live in a desert, and it gets really hot in the middle of the day.
That's sort
that
of a desert.
That would be good.
It's desert-ish. It's still a green valley.
We have
valley.
A lot of really clay soil.
Yeah, but we get snow. It's not really a desert. If it was a desert, we could get
snow. Deserts get snow still.
They do?
Yeah.
What deserts do?
Ours.
There's one that we live in here that you're trying to make a point about.
I'm not just suggesting it.
Okay.
It's what happens here. So, yes, that would be really, really cool.
Says, regardless of low T, high T, iced T, or Mr. T, take a picture of your wiring before removing the old controller. Also take a picture of the new controller and zoom to read the small lettering. Love the show, though. Wayne in Orlando.
Thank you, Wayne. In Orlando.
I didn't think Orlando people ever had to mow their lawn in Orlando or water their lawn. It's always raining and wet and humid there.
I think everything changes over time.
You think so?
I do. To keep it really nice, yes.
Okay.
I think we had a really, really wet spring here.
We did. That was good, though.
It was great.
Yeah.
I didn't turn on my sprinklers till June, which is super weird for us.
And we had a less hardcore winter, which means less
runoff.
Oh, it was a
good winter.
It was okay.
They're actually worried about
flooding?
Melting. Mm-hmm. Too fast.
Let's have it.
We had a lot of rain and snow.
Well, they're not worried about that now, are they? It's
yeah,
August.
They just talked about it.
Really?
Yeah, I just read it yesterday.
Melting where? The peaks?
The peaks melting, but also we have all the rivers and all the lakes that have to do their runoff. Because it's only a couple months away from possible snow again.
Well, you know what TLC once told us. Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Oh, my gosh.
Follow the rivers and the lakes
I thought
that
you were talking about the
to.
Learning Channel.
No. That taught us that little people are funny. remember that two-headed girl they had on there?
Yes,
you remember that?
I do.
That was crazy. She had two heads.
Very cool.
She had the Siamese part at the neck. And then the rest of the body was the one body. And all I could think of is, who decides to, like, poo? Or eat? Or
I think whoever needs to.
Well, it was the same person. Body. This is one body, two heads.
Yeah, two minds.
So is one of them lean over and go, hey, we need to, we gotta take a dump. No, we don't. Like, what is that like?
I don't know.
Or if the one wants to make out with a boyfriend, the other head just has
That's
to sit there and take
that
it?
That would be probably the weirdest part. I would imagine.
They finished each other's sentences, which was great. She would say, I need to go to the... And she'd say, park, to pick up the thing. It's weird.
Kinda
I love
cool,
stuff like
though.
That. Yeah.
Very interesting.
All right.
Thanks, Wayne, though. Are you being a turd?
No, I'm not. I promise
You're
I'm not.
Fun of me.
I'm not. You just... Hold on, I gotta wait for this giant motor to pass.
That's what happens when you're outside. We live really close to a pretty main road.
Got a text or an email here from Jamie. Says the subject is Pinterest is dope.
Pinterest is dope.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jamie, for clarifying that for Scott.
Don't do dope. Scott and Kim, I just wanted to throw this out there. Pinterest is not just for women. While my wife uses it way more than I do, I use Pinterest on the regular for recipes. I have different boards like must-have recipes and recipes to try. Anytime I find a dope recipe online, I'm sensing a theme here, I can quickly pin it to my must-have recipes board and quickly access it later. Scott, you could easily make a board on Pinterest outlining all your crazy food concoctions. Just prove it you can't. Jamie.
So true.
That's TMS mashups, Jamie, by the way.
Oh, very cool.
He does all our mashups.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well, Jamie, I agree with you. I even have separate ones for chicken, pork, beef, and salmon.
But can we take one
so
guy...
So when I say, oh, I want to make salmon for dinner tonight, I can go look at just my salmon recipes.
He's the one guy who has sent in a thing pro-Pinterest, though. Can we take his
the
one
only
opinion?
One?
Yeah, he's the only guy I've heard from.
I don't know if that's okay. Well, I mean, you can't just take it. I know there's plenty of guys that use Pinterest.
You speak up a little. That was really quiet. I don't think they heard it.
I know there are a lot of guys that use Pinterest, and Scott's about to get punched in the face.
I'm just saying.
Real hard.
Last show we did, somebody said, oh, Kim gets so quiet when you're on mic. And I just
just start talking, just going off on something, I just talk at my normal
next
levels.
Time you do, I'll just get over it. All right. We just had lunch at Cubby's.
Why Scott has such high sugar levels right now.
Do you want to? I actually kind of do. Well, not really. I had a salad and some French fries.
Covered in sauce.
Covered in.
And then half a whoopie pie.
I'd never heard of a whoopie pie until Kim informed me that it exists.
We had a chocolate with peanut butter filled whoopie pie.
It was fantastic. It's not like a moon pie.
No.
It's like a different kind of pie.
It's like two soft cookies. It's not our dogs.
Okay.
Our dogs are in the kennels.
Okay. But it was very good, so I'm glad you had that suggestion. But anyway, we had that. And the fries they have there, they put on buffalo sauce.
And blue cheese.
Mm-hmm. And they are... Mm.
So good.
So if you're in Utah and you're like, man, I want to get a quick, good, really good burger or an awesome salad, steak salad or something.
Their burger's called the Dragon Slayer, by the way.
It's very good. They just have a really good bratwurst sandwich called the Schindler.
Yes.
Which I assume is a reference to Oscar Schindler, who saved all those Jews. Yeah, he's great. Have you ever seen that movie?
Yes.
It's great.
I saw it with you.
You did?
Yes.
We weren't dating then.
Hold on. Scott has to think
1990. Oh, yeah. It would have been 92 or 3.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we were there together. We were married 92.
Yep.
Anyway. Still, once in a while, the wind will see it do its thing. Sorry about the wind, you guys. If you're hearing a lot of wind noise, we apologize.
It's not our fault.
No. Wind happens. Without you wanting it.
Without your approval.
Yeah. Anyway, so what was my point there? Oh, Cubby's. Cubby's is a great local establishment. There were like 5 of them in the valley. I don't think they're anywhere but Utah right now.
I think you're right.
They started here. It's a great little story about this dude and his wife. And it's called Cubby's, and it's fantastic. And you almost can't miss it, because all of their locations have this sign for the word Cubby's that is like 4 billion watt light bulbs just
going. That's not Vegas over there.
Do you remember
anything?
They turned it down because some old guy up here complained?
Yeah.
He was driving down there and was like,
opened,
I can't see.
Like, it's so bright. Your sign's too bright. You have to put lower wattage bulbs in it. And I thought, what?
I got the cataracts.
People really are complaining about that?
That was pretty funny. Look, I fully expect when I get old that I'll have everything to complain about. I'm pretty excited about it.
You already complain enough now. We're
in trouble.
I know.
Can you imagine what it's going to be like?
No.
It's going to be awesome. I'm going to be at a store and I'll see some, I don't know, some kid will like pull a ball out of the ball.
People aren't going to go with you anymore.
And I'm going to go, did you see that kid?
People aren't going to be there for you to talk to.
Let me talk to your manager.
I'll be like, no, you go to the store all by yourself, Mr. Johnson.
They don't do greeters anymore there. Have you noticed that? They've dropped that, stopped that, policy, or else they're stopping it in the middle.
I heard that.
Yeah,
makes me feel sad.
I mean, it's their prerogative. It's just a job they offer, and if you don't offer the job, it's okay. It's not like a government guarantee that you get to do it. But it's a great way for older people and disabled people to find gainful employment and have a thing where they can connect with their community
and
like
talk
that.
To a lot of people, which is super cool.
Yeah, I think that was a rad thing they did, and I'm sad that they got rid of it. That's an important social thing we wanted to talk about on today's show.
Yes.
Walmart and their lack of old people empathy.
Greeters.
Yes, greeters. They don't have to be old. They can be like...
Oh, yeah, that has nothing to do with it.
The weirder
it's
the better.
Really
I want
cool
them weird.
There, that they're there.
I like them strange. I like when they see and they go, oh, that wind really got it.
Oh,
I like
man.
When they see and they go, oh, I can edit it. I have the power.
Yeah, I always clip my purse into my cart. Like, you know, the little part where the kids usually sit and you clip them in so that they don't climb up on the cart. Well, I always clip my purse in.
It's like a seatbelt.
Like a little seatbelt for my purse. And this one guy, greeter at Walmart, he saw me do it and he goes, no one's going to steal that sumbitch. And I thought, you are right.
That really happened?
It was so funny.
Oh my gosh.
It was so great. Yeah.
I love that. See, how are you going to have that?
Not going to have that very often.
You don't even see a person until you go to checkout if you don't talk to that guy.
Yep.
Because if you try to ask somebody where something is, try going to the video game department sometime and saying, yeah, I'm looking for this Xbox adapter.
Let me ask
someone.
Hold on
a second. I'll be back. And then they were gone for an hour and a half.
But that's not nice either. What if someone's listening and they're like, dude, I work at Walmart and I do a good job.
Well, good. You need more like you then. Because mine doesn't have you. We like Target. Target's faster and better and people seem to know what they're doing. But they don't have greeters.
That's true. Well, yeah. Now neither one of them will.
I like a Target that has the built-in food place. It's usually like a Subway or it's like a...
Like
general
a restaurant?
Food. Yeah, the ones that's like the crappy food. I like crappy Target food.
Wow.
Is that weird?
I didn't know that. You didn't ever eat there when
like,
you
I have
a,
before,
here?
Like an old hot dog or a slice
an
of pizza.
An old hot dog.
Well, they're all old. They're on the rollers.
Oh my gosh, I think that's just the gas station.
There was somebody did a test where they found out how many miles the average hot dog does at a 7-Eleven roller bar
Ew.
Thing. Because you're counting the distance it would have gone
yes,
in the rolls.
But
and it was like...
They sit there that long?
Thousands of miles a day.
Ew.
Just going and going and going. I don't know if it's
keep
thousands
them warm.
Or something like that.
Keeping
though.
Them warm.
Pretty great.
A thousand what? Turns maybe, but not a thousand miles.
I forgot what it was.
No
it was in miles. I don't remember. It's not like they're going fast. I know that. But if they're on all the time and just going, like how long would it take?
It's not even like 1,000 miles to get to Vegas. I mean, to California from here.
Let's ask Google.
Oh, ask Google.
Yeah.
Google may tell you.
Let's see what Google says. Okay, Google says, whoops.
How many turns does a 7-Eleven hot dog make?
I'm going to voice it. Let's try it. How many turns does a 7-Eleven hot dog make?
Oh, here we go.
7-Eleven on Twitter,
answers.
No wonder you're only 5. 7-Eleven, Twitter, National Hot Dog Day. How far? Okay, do roller grill. Okay, here we go.
They travel. Oh, how far do hot dog griller or rollers travel? Ew, they don't look very appetizing.
Well, look at the way they cook them. They just sit there and roll. Okay, here you go.
But does that look tasty to you?
Yes. I love
really?
A crappy hot dog. Oh, man.
I like a hot dog. I want a good all-beef hot dog, but I want to make it myself.
I mean,
so
I
know that no one else has touched
I
it.
I don't turn that down either, but there are just times that I just can do it.
Like,
okay, here you go. Circumference of a 7-Eleven big hot dog is 7.9 centimeters. It's like a human wiener.
Oh, my gosh.
And then it says,
gosh.
The second data point, roller speed. All right, so that's they had to clock that. Third data point, maximum roller time.
7.53 rotations per minute.
7.53 rotations per minute.
So if it's going 24 hours a day.
So that's, okay, clock's about an hour. Blah, 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 blah. I'm just trying to skip ahead here. Look at all this math. The result. Taking the hot dog distance calculation with MRT standard for maximum roller time, hot dog circumference times roller speed times MRT equals distance traveled.
Okay.
So here we go. 7.9 millimeter hot dog rotations. What's ROT? I forgot. Whatever it is. That's 0.74 miles after 202 minutes. So the longest traveled hot dog yet recorded in Massachusetts has gone 0.074 miles, just about 3/4 of a mile. If it were moving down a track rather than in place, its lifespan would have taken it from the starting line to a little past the first curve.
Oh, my goodness.
So, thousands of miles I was wrong. Yeah.
That hopefully, well, it would be a really old hot dog by then.
Isn't that awesome, though?
That's the difference, is it would take too long to do that. So, you don't want a hot dog that's bad because
no.
It's been there for thousands of miles.
How do you like your wiener?
Relish and mustard.
Whoa. Just learning this. I don't know.
You knew this.
I don't want to involve food. Anyway, enough wiener talk. I think that's the show. Have you missed doing this?
I have missed doing it.
Are you mad that I said you're quiet?
Yes, I am.
Can we talk about how I snag my nose on your?
No, you can't.
We can't talk about that?
I need to tell you, though, that I am going to make zuppa toscano.
Tonight?
For dinner.
Oh.
One day this week.
Oh.
I don't know if it's tonight.
Tonight or tomorrow, whatever. Kim makes this perfect rendition of zuppa toscano, which is that soup you get at...
like sausage and potato and kale soup.
Yeah, it's like a traditional Italian thing, but
yeah.
You know what most prominently probably in the States if you go to Olive Garden. And they have pretty good Zuppa Toscana. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
But Kim's is the best. It's also Nick's favorite thing in the world.
Yeah, so I need to make it because I haven't made his favorite thing in a while.
I mean, even
I made
kale.
Jambalaya last week again.
Yeah, we had jambalaya again. Oh, yeah, we're talking. We have a little food talk here.
Yeah, we needed
What's a foodie?
We did have some friends over for dinner last Tuesday.
Yeah, a young married couple came here from New Zealand and
got
married.
From
He's from London.
Mm-hmm.
He got married in the Salt Flats. I performed the wedding. Taylor did the photography, and then they had dinner here.
And I watched the baby.
And Kim watched Taylor's baby and while we did the wedding.
And then the next day, they came over for dinner, and I made jambalaya.
Yes, which they really liked. And they sent me, I forgot to tell you this, they sent me a picture of them on some awesome Airbnb that overlooks Bryce Canyon.
Oh, wow.
With a big bowl of your jambalaya out in front of them.
So, that's so great.
Oh, look at the wind. The wind. The wind.
The wind.
These are really sensitive microphones.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have another
really
one that
nice
I want to try next time. It plugs in here and is just a long wiener mic that'll point at you.
Okay. Oh my gosh. What is up with you?
Ah! My phone. Okay.
Oh! Oh my gosh. Stop dropping everything.
All right. I'll do my best.
Let's just be careful.
What
there,
are you going to make for everybody when they come in town? Because we got family reunion this weekend.
So we are going to make lunch. You guys are going out for breakfast.
So breakfast with my mom.
Somewhere. But lunch, I was
80.
Thinking I was going to do a taco bar. What do you think?
I would love a taco bar.
With either carne asada or pork carnitas and then ground beef or chicken.
I think ground beef and chicken.
Ground beef and chicken. So taco bar.
That's the thing
everyone
likes.
Will be happy and can put whatever they want on theirs. And that way everybody's...
Carter can make vegetarian things.
Maybe I'll make her some salmon.
Yeah, you can make some salmon.
Some shrimp.
Shrimp.
Shrimp tacos, Bubba that shrimp. Sounds really good.
Oh, shrimp tacos does sound good. So Kim's going to make that. That's going to be your big contribution. Plus,
yeah.
Everyone's hanging
Taylor
around here all day.
Taylor makes a fantastic fresh salsa.
Yes, she does. It's amazing.
I think I'll have her make that to go with our tacos.
It is so good.
Our tomatoes are almost on. We keep getting a couple a day.
Oh, we had a tree die and had to pull it out.
Well, that was fun.
That was not fun. But your brother did most of the hard work.
Yes, he did.
Kim's got this brother who's built like a freaking truck. He's this monstrously muscular,
I say
handsome.
My little brother, but he's not little.
No, he's not little.
He's a lot
at all.
Taller than me.
Taller than all of them, more buff and wide body than any of them. And
my body doesn't sound
right.
Doesn't sound
right.
He's
in
buff.
Incredible shape.
Yeah.
And also one of the nicest guys ever.
Just came over and helped us take out a whole tree that died.
Took a tree out that died. We think either got infested with some weird beetle, is his theory, that apparently is going around here and they're bad for pine trees.
Yeah.
Or
hopefully all the rest of our pine trees are okay.
When he first said it, he says it's a bad beetle, and I said, the Ringo? Anyway, and then or it could be the guys that put our porch in cut it, we don't know. But either way, we pulled it out and now Kim's got all our tomato stuff growing over there. And
yeah, it's
weird. You can't do bamboo. We got warned against bamboo.
Why?
Apparently it's worse than ivy. It spreads everywhere and you can't get rid of it and it causes major mosquito infestations and
but
some
I already
other
have my mosquito repelling geraniums.
Yeah, but I can't remember their
if
third
I keep hold of like if I'm really careful and watch it every single day.
People really when I said this
they
on the
really
morning show,
hate bamboo.
Seven or eight people immediately went, "Do not do bamboo. You will regret it." And they were freaking out.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
I said, should I get a panda, and then it would eat the bamboo.
Ah, there you go.
They didn't think that was practical. So, yeah, I think the bamboo thing might be out. But one way
or
the other, Kim's
we'll
going to throw
something
over there. Oh, here comes the wind.
Right now, we have lots of tomatoes and tomatillos growing.
Yeah, we got tomatoes, tomatillos, peppers.
They're up higher than our big fence.
What
so
was that
that's
gust
good.
Of wind from?
What was that gust of wind from?
Mother Nature farted.
Yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to throw in some foodie business.
Yeah, there's the foodie at the end of the show. If you guys have questions for us, go. Oh, jeez. Go to the website. Oh, the wind. Do you hear the wind? Oh, you guys, we have to go. Go check the website, frogpants.com/skim.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.